You're listening to the Hometown Goshen Podcast, a weekly show that takes a look at what makes Goshen home. I'm JC Lee. It's no surprise to anyone that there's a large Hispanic population in Goshen. In 2010, the Census Bureau reported that nearly 30% of the local population were Hispanic or Latino, and almost half of the total student enrollment in Goshen community schools in the last school year were ethnically Hispanic. For some of these families, getting their children into college is not always so straightforward. Some are first-generation immigrants who are unfamiliar with how the education system works. One Goshen College employee knows about these challenges firsthand, and she's looking to guide others through the college application process. And Sharon Hernandez has that story.
It's Saturday morning at Lux Cafe in Goshen, and a group of 50 to 60 people just walked through the restaurant's front door. They're here to attend a monthly workshop, which wants to help Latino families learn all the ins and outs of the college application process. As they're eating their bacon and eggs, Rocio Diaz talks to them about how their kids can get scholarships. Her title, and it's a mouthful, is Cultural Outreach Community Coordinator at Goshen College. Diaz started this workshop 2 years ago. She invites families every month through word of mouth in a radio show called Destino Latino, which is recorded at Goshen College. Diaz and the 25 families, more or less, meet every third Saturday of the month at Goshen College. In these workshops, the families learn things that otherwise would be obvious for someone who grew up here, like what a GPA or SAT is. Diaz says it's not that easy for some of these families to get their kids to college.
You know, it's difficult for them. The language barrier, for many of them, the low level of education that they already have, or the ones that are educated, it's just like the educational system is completely different. And that's very hard.
Here's an example. Stephanie Callejas moved to Elkhart County from El Salvador 5 years ago. She's getting ready to go to college to study dentistry. But getting used to the American education system?
It was very difficult, like the language. I still have troubles with it, but it's not as hard as when I first came here. And like, I felt really lonely because like, I was just hanging out with like Hispanic people and I wanted to talk to everyone else, not just Hispanic.
Callejas' stepdad, Juan Guillen, is proud to see his stepdaughter getting ready to go to college. Guillen came here from El Salvador about 16 years ago. He didn't finish high school, but he took any job he could to support his family. He says that even though there's still a gap between Latinos and the rest of the community, it's gotten better.
Now you can see the Latino community start communicating a lot more than what it was. But back then when I came over here, I think I immigrated over here in 1988. When I came to 1988, there were no ESL programs, there were no nothing for the Latinos.
Since then, local community schools have developed ESL programs, or English as a second language. That may be in part because, as many of us know, Hispanics have grown to make up about 30% of the total population in Goshen. Goshen College created, and I'm going to take a deep breath here, the Center for Intercultural and International Education. They provide resources for those of different cultural backgrounds. One of its branches, the Institute for Latino Educational Achievement, focuses on ways for Latino students to get a higher education. That's part of the reason Diaz's position was created.
They're here, they're immigrants. And I know there is a lot of other political issues with this, but they're here to stay. And why not try to help them succeed through education? And I think that, you know, if they get educated, we're going to have a better community.
To clarify, these workshops that Diaz runs are not specifically for students who want to go to Goshen College. When families go to these workshops, they are also taught about the GED process and where they can learn English. For Diaz, this is especially true because she had to learn about the education process for her children and for herself.
And with these workshops, we're not just informing the parents how to get their kids ready to college, but even for them, we're giving them a hope of bettering their futures, bettering their kids' futures as well as theirs.
Diaz grew up in Mexico City. She dropped out of high school to help her father support their family. So when she moved to the U.S., she completed her GED. Later on, she helped her daughters go to college and learn the hard way about applying for scholarships. Then, when she started working at Goshen College, she was able to take 2 classes per semester. And last year, she graduated with a degree in organizational leadership. She thought it would take a decade for her to get there. It only took her 6 years.
Even though I'm like many years after like a normal student, a lot of things have changed in me in so many different ways. Personally, professionally, I just feel so proud. It's so accomplished.
She considers herself proof that education is important and that it changes people for the better.
You just heard from Sharon Hernandez about a monthly workshop which helps Hispanic families send their children to college. This is the Hometown Goshen Podcast. It's me again, JC Lee. And if you spent any time with me at all, you'd know how much I like to eat. So this week, we thought we'd start something new with the podcast, Restaurant Previews. Our newest reporter, Michelle Sokol, visited one of the mainstays in Goshen dining, the County Seat Cafe. But first, feast your ears on the sound of sizzling bacon.
The County Seat is kind of a landmark. I don't know what else you want to call it. It's a staple of Goshen. It's a tried and true. Nothing too fancy. We're just plug away at it. We've been plugging away at it for 30 years, and you know, it's like the courthouse, or you know, we've just always been here.
That's Tim Hooser. He's the owner of the County Seat Cafe in downtown Goshen at Jefferson and 3rd Streets. The mom-and-pop restaurant is such a breakfast staple in Goshen that waits exceed 45 minutes on Saturday mornings. So what makes it so popular?
Well, we're, you know, a hometown, you know, a down-home restaurant, Midwest restaurant. You can get a good breakfast for a decent price. A lot of the regulars have been coming here for 30 years since mom and dad opened the place. You can come in and, you know, you've seen the same guy for the past 4 days having breakfast, or last Thursday he was having breakfast. It's just a good routine, good morning routine.
The restaurant, once known as the Sunshine Inn, has been operating Goshen for more than 30 years now.
Mom and dad started the restaurant in 84, and at the time it was just the cafe section. Over the years, they bought the building and expanded on and added the dining rooms. We have 4 dining rooms now.
Although Tim grew up in the restaurant business because of his parents, Fritz and Lee Hooser, he never thought he would stay in the family business. But that changed in 2008 when his mother decided to sell the restaurant.
She was going to sell regardless of whether it was to me or somebody else. And I just couldn't let the family legacy go to a stranger. So I decided, yeah, that's something I wanted to do.
Now, you can find Tim behind the counter most days, pouring coffee, cracking jokes, and cooking breakfast for his regulars. Although he is a bachelor, and his food of choice is pizza, he has a soft spot for one particular item on the County Seat menu.
Our house special, our claim to fame, is the Fritz special. And it's obviously named after mom. It is eggs, potatoes, and sausage scrambled together, and a lot of people have sausage gravy on top of that.
As Tim said, the dish is named after his mom. The irony? His mom never would have touched it. He says one of those meals that taste buds love, but hearts hate.
It's just a good, cheap meal. It's a good Midwest meal, and it will definitely fill you up.
That was Michelle Sokol giving us a look into what goes on behind the counter at the County Seat Cafe. This is the Hometown Goshen Podcast, and it wouldn't be a Goshen podcast if we don't give some love to some upcoming events these next few days. On Friday, Goshen High's boys basketball team will be taking on Elkhart Memorial at Goshen High School's main gym. The game starts at 7:45 p.m. And on Monday, Art House will play The Godfather as part of their Monday night movie series. Show starts at 7 p.m. and tickets cost $2. That's it for another episode of the Hometown Goshen Podcast. Big thanks to the Elkhart Truth reporters Sharon Hernandez and Michelle Sokol for bringing us this week's stories. You can find even more news and multimedia about the Maple City online at elkharttruth.com. Until next week, I'm JC Lee, and thank you for listening.